Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia.
Quite right too. Sarah Bollamore, welcome back to Inspired On Air, your programme. You created it, and yet you've been absent, as indeed Alice Dale will confirm from the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, for nigh on half a year.
Oh, thank you, Alex. Good to be back in the studio.
Excellent. Actually, it was quite half a year. It's about sort of several months, etc. On today's Inspired On Air, we will be focusing on President Trump, a round table. That's not focusing on President Trump's colon, although that'll be a devil line entirely. We have Dr. Finn Pollard with us. How are you, Finn?
Hello, very well.
Excellent. We also have, from the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, the fabulous Alice Dale. How are you, Alice?
I'm great, thank you.
We'll also have news of how you, that's you, dear listener, could conceivably be one of two fabulous folk who might have first-class travel with Virgin Trains to experience the joys of London Fashion Week. Isn't that true, Jessica Wickham?
It is, yeah, we're really excited.
Excellent. Jessica, of course, from Lincoln Big Business Improvement Group.
Yes.
And Sarah, you've got two other fine supporters who are also, I believe, from the area.
We have. We've got them coming across from Lincoln Big as well. So we've got Glynis and Frederica as well, who are working with us on Lincoln Fashion Week.
It's fantastic. And Lincoln Big, of course, Business Improvement Group. That's precisely get ourselves sorted through on that basis. We'll come to you first, Finn, if we may, because looking at this particular line, overnight on Tuesday, the 8th of November 2016, a political earthquake took place in the United States when Donald Trump, I still find it difficult to say those words even today, was successfully elected the 45th president of the United States. His campaign, transition and first days in office have successfully forced historians to reflect anew on what we thought were established norms of US politics. Finn, you were part of the overnight programme together with, you see, our very own Andrew David and Deborah Wilson David and others who were kind of ruminating on the whole scenario before Jeff Thompson announced that Trump had actually effectively won the scenario. But what's happening on Monday to reflect on this at this very University of Lincoln?
Well, we've set up a round table featuring myself, another colleague, Andrew David, from the School of Politics and Social Science, and two visiting colleagues.
Andrew Defty.
Andrew Defty, sorry, yeah. Yes. I'm doing well. It's been a busy week. Two visiting colleagues, Dr. Andrew Heath from the University of Sheffield and Dr. Sinead McEnany from the University of St. Mary's, Twickenham. I mean, this is really one of the things that I felt very strongly after the result was that we needed to do more to try to engage beyond the university with the public about the issues that arose in the campaign, about trying to put the phenomenon that is Trump into a sort of perspective from the point of view. I mean, I myself work a bit on the history of the presidency. And as I say, I think it's upending a lot of things we thought we knew about norms of US presidential government,
it's
norms
not so much
of people
in like
the
Flynn as out like Flynn. Sorry, resist it. This is taking place, obviously, as you certainly. Tickets available, or does it just turn up and be there?
Just turn up and be there, yes. 6 p.m. on Monday, the 20th, in the David Chidick Building, DCB 1101.
CB 1101. And we've got, obviously, Dr. Finn Pollard, Dr. Sinead McEnany, Dr. Andrew Heath, Dr. Andrew Defty. Easily confused with Andrew David, obviously, both begin with a D, but they're not the same. And Professor Krista Cowman, of course, will be chairing the whole sequence. We'll talk a bit about that, because I'm not sure whether, in terms of Lincoln Big, is it a case of, let's talk about the Battle of Lincoln, because that's, 800 years ago that actually took place. That's much more exciting to actually look forward to, because that's another historical celebration that we're looking forward to on May the 20th. Isn't it, Jessica?
It is, yes. We're getting ready and recruiting lots of artists and businesses and event organisers and community groups to get involved in the celebration, the commemoration of the 800th anniversary of the Battle of Lincoln, which did actually happen on the 20th of May. So was it 1217, I believe?
And it's important to noting this has nothing to do with the Cowley brothers and, of course, Lincoln City's tremendous Battle of Burnley that's coming up over the weekend.
No, it isn't.
This is originally known as the Battle of Lincoln Fair.
It is, yes.
People just annoyed with what was happening on the roundabouts at the time.
Yeah.
It took place between the forces of the future Louis VIII of France and King Henry II of England.
That is correct, yes.
So it's you're getting into the Brexit scenario here, aren't you?
Quite possibly, yes.
Took place at Lincoln Castle. The renowned Knight and Earl of Pembroke, William Marshall, acting for the child King Henry, advanced on Lincoln and successfully broke a long siege laid to the city by the French rebel fighters. As indeed Lincoln Big chief executive, the legendary Matt Corrigan, has said this was a hugely important battle and we want to commemorate it by ensuring that the city buzzes with events and activities for families, residents and visitors to enjoy on May the 20th. So, Jessica, how can people get involved with the 800th anniversary celebrations? Because it's never too soon to prepare to have a siege, is it?
It never is, no. So at the moment, we have got various locations set in place across the city where we'll be doing lots of arts and crafts for children and family. They'll be making shields and then processing up steep hills, so essentially going the opposite way that it did happen in the Battle of Lincoln. And we'll be ending up at the cathedral, on the West Front Cathedral, for a reenactment. Now, we're doing a call out for other businesses, art organisations, community groups, etc., to get involved and host your own little events and get involved in the procession and the festival that will process up Steep Hill and join in with the reenactment and watch the story unfold as well up there.
Sounds tremendous. And something to look forward to in May. Meanwhile, Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, Alice Dale, welcome back, as we said. You'd be pleased to know that CBeebies' very own Treasure Island team with Tom Beard will be joining us on the programme later this evening, actually.
They will.
They're on tour and they're coming to Lincoln as well, of course, with Treasure Island.
Yeah, they're coming to us this Sunday, so Sunday the 19th. The weather's at 2:30. We're really excited because we did Treasure Island over Christmas, which was for older kids, and this is for a younger age range, so we're really excited to be able to bring them the same story.
And it'll be equally as wonderful, I'm sure, in all sorts of ways. We're going to find out more about the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. Actually, Finn, when was the last time you trotted into the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre to see some of the magic that they put on over there on the bridge? Over the bridge.
I think it was when the... I'm often away at the weekends, so it restricts the amount of time I go there. But I did see when the student group put on Stephen Sondheim's Company. That may actually be as long ago as last summer, I'm ashamed to say. But they did a very fine job of it.
There we are. Quality stuff there. And I'm sure we would be sharing that. Sarah, was the last time you actually were over at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre?
Do you know, I don't even remember.
Unbelievable.
I normally go to see the Christmas production every year because I absolutely love the fact that they are slightly different to your traditional pantomime and I really like that take on them. So.
Still interesting in terms of the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre's line, the stars of CBeebies spot bots in Treasure Island. Spotting bots, is that some sort of code for something, Alice?
It's a TV programme on CBeebies, so they're characters from that TV programme that are coming to share the story with
the children. That's why, clearly, no one's chronologically just too gifted to appreciate a laugh-a-minute show with the CBeebies TV show Spot Bots, and of course they've also taken part in Justin's House. Extraordinary. We're going to find out about Fashion Week and fashion festivals and more of that in a matter of moments. Plus, we'll be returning to Finn to find out a little bit more about, the notion of the round table system. And also looking ahead to a new series called Past Prologue, which will be emerging in the very near future, actually, which is all very exciting. What else have we actually talked about? Fashion Week, Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. There's just heaps of stuff coming through on Inspired On Air for Lincoln's first community radio station. That would be Siren FM.
We built this city on rock and roll. the stage. They call us irresponsible. Write us off the page. Marconi plays the mama. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. It's just another Sunday in a tired old street. Police have got the chokehold.
Saturday, I'm seeing that bumper to bumper traffic.
Don't you remember?
It's your favorite radio station, your favorite radio city, the city by the bay, the city that rocks, the city that never sleeps.
I can't believe it. A few years ago, people poured scorn on the notion of Lincoln Fashion Week and saying, surely that's Lincoln, Nebraska. No, Lincoln Fashion Week has just grown and developed time and time again, Sarah. Last year, we were heavily involved with it. Share with us how this week's fantastic event, which is taking place from April 28th to May the 5th, is going to be even better than ever.
Well, it's really exciting, Alex. Last year was our first year kind of venturing into the world of Lincoln Fashion Week. And we work with Lincoln Big and across with St Mark's Shopping Centre and Waterside Shopping Centre and all the retailers across the city to actually put a week on. So last year we kind of took the pop-up catwalk out to all different department stores and out and about. We enrolled over, how many models was it, Jess? Over 100 models last year. Yeah. All ages, men, women, children. It was absolutely fantastic, and then we ended with a finale show at St Swithin's. So this year, of course, we're going to build upon it and make it kind of different and bigger and better. So we've got our finale show, which is on the 5th of May, which is going to be actually at the Alive Church, so just around the corner from here, which is going to be equally as spectacular as last year, and hosted by the BBC Radio Lincolnshire as well. But also during the week as well, we are going to be working with all the retailers. We're going to be launching it. There's going to be goodie bags. And there's all sorts of exciting things firming up at the moment. There's going to be weekends, yeah, fashion markets at Waterside Shopping Centre. And Jess can tell you more about what we're going to be doing next week, which is a little exciting for us.
It is very exciting. Yeah. I'm just sort of wondering whether, Finn, would you consider actually being a fashion model for the young
up and coming? Looking for some?
Yeah.
I think I might pass on that. I don't think that's...
I gave the same response myself.
I'll come and applaud.
Probably, born. Jessica. next week.
Yes.
Exciting things, because effectively you're going to go down to the capital of this fair land.
We
take
are,
all
yes.
the ideas from the Fashion Week and make them even better for the Lincoln Fashion Week.
We are, yes. So on the 24th, Friday the 24th of February, Virgin Trains East Coast have kindly sponsored us to go down to London Fashion Week Festival. We've got a whole first class carriage. We've got 52 delegates that we're taking down. Including all of the retailers and a few select models as well. Plus, we have a competition going on as well. So there's two tickets available for members of the public to join us on that trip, on that first class carriage all the way down to London and to London Fashion Week Festival. And all you have to do to enter is let us know why you deserve to win on either Facebook, Twitter or Instagram. And then we'll reveal the winners of that on Thursday. So we've got this Thursday to enter that competition.
Tomorrow.
Yes, yes,
quite
tomorrow.
Literally tomorrow. As you know, we haven't just travelled through time on that.
No,
you know, you have got 24 hours. Well, yes, less than 24 hours to actually get your message to the whole sort of sequence, and that's obviously why. Is there a limit to the words? I mean, is it 500 words or less? 200 words or less?
Well, a tweet is what 140 characters.
So, so tweet to at Link Fashion Week, or indeed directly to Facebook. Why you should win this opportunity to actually join the great and the even greater as they move from Lincoln to London. It's almost medieval in many ways, isn't it? That sort of the parade that go, and two lucky folk will actually have that opportunity. Alice, fashion and your good self. What sort of, you know, is this appeal? Is it a case of, no, we're in the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, we have nothing to do with fashion whatsoever?
No, we love it. We often host the fashion students' fashion show, so it's great to kind of see what they're up to and bring them into our building, and they get to have a go at gracing the stage, which is usually only by student-wise by the drama students, so it's nice to have them in there for a change.
Absolutely. I see, actually, using that wonderful social networking thing, Facebook, Sarah, you said, calling all Newarkites.
Yeah. I am.
Seeking support, potential sponsors, possible venues, etc. This is for the growth of books in the Castle Newark Book Festival, a la Sarah Stiley.
Yes. You know, Sarah's a la style for a festival. So.
So obviously people can get in touch with you directly for
that
sort of point.
Yes, please. Yes, and of course you've been involved with that festival in the past, haven't
it's
you?
Been a splendid experience, actually.
Excellent. We're going to make it
all around
better.
Wonderful. So you can actually take part in the Fashion Week, obviously, if you don't win the train tickets, by simply obviously working through that. Sarah, let's introduce our two sort of friends and colleagues here who are sort of sitting there being fine, supportive studio members. And we're just about to speak to the legend who is...
Glynis Fox.
Glynis Fox, exactly. I mean, that's very impressive, because I'm very pleased that when you sent me the emails, it's not just hi, it's hi A left Duke. It's wonderful. It's like one word, all put into one wonderful. Glynis, Lincoln Fashion Week, are you excited by it?
Yes, because I think it's going to be really good for the city, because I think in the 21st century today, one of the big things about getting people to come into Lincoln or to get locals to stay in Lincoln is having a lively events programme. You know, today's visitor or today's local wants much more of an experience in the city. And I think the Fashion Week initiative and another big initiative we've got coming up, which is the Knight's Trail, are going to make a real difference.
In your own sort of capacity, as not only PR manager for Lincoln Big, but also owner of Foxstar Media, do you kind of get this whole notion that, you know, there's more excitement coming through, that, you know, year in, year out? I mean, you know, just as we thought after Magna Carta, that's it, we can just go into hibernation for 1,000 years or so now. We can't get any more than that. You know, we have 2012 Olympic flame past the Magna Carta. Let's just relax, really. Do you think that Lincoln is, again, just more than being a place on the map, it's generally becoming a destination that people are sort of saying, yeah, actually, forget Nottingham, forget the rest of the East Midlands, this is where it's happening?
Yes, I think this is really where it's happening, because anecdotally, when I speak to people, I do press work for quite a lot of people. I've been a local journalist for many years, and I've seen so much change in this city. We get people who've lived and worked here 10 years ago, and they come back and they can hardly find their way around in some cases. They joke about this, but it is true. It is an indication. I think tourism numbers are going up. I can't give you a quote on that at the moment. But, yeah, and I deal with a chartered surveyor, and you see the volume of enquiries coming in there from round and about, from outside the city. What's really noticeable here is the level of incoming investment into Lincoln that has been ongoing non-stop, probably for what, 6 to 8 years. Whereas we had the recent recession and other people, you know, reported a slowdown. We've never seen any let up in that investment coming into the city.
Finn, again, yeah, I appreciate it in terms of the fashion, but I mean, it's all good news, this, anyway. It's a good news story, a virtuous news story, really.
Yes, I mean, I think I would agree about that. Even in the time, I mean, I've been here about 6 or 7 years now, and even in that time, the transformation, I think, in the, you know, in the infrastructure of the city and the kind of facilities there are and what goes on here has been remarkable.
I've even liked Lincoln Fashion Week on Facebook whilst we've been talking about that. Whilst just being a little bit scared, Sarah, a little bit scared by huge thanks to everyone who came to our Lincoln Fashion Week model boot camp last night.
It was a fun boot camp. The word boot camp is a little bit scary, guaranteed, but we practiced on the catwalk and we boogied down the catwalk.
I can see that. I mean, we can see the sort of the passage of people actually working through on that catwalk and actually running like some, I mean, initially I thought it was like some bizarre Benny Hill kind of video.
Because
speeded
up.
It was speeded up in all sorts of ways there. Benny Hill, obviously, Alice's character from the last 20th century. Very popular in America. I believe Donald Trump actually based his entire president. No, I don't know. It's a thought, though, isn't it, Finn? You know, if he actually based his true strategy on the Benny Hill, Ernie, the fastest milkman in the West, he might have had equal success, really. Anyway,
mind boggles.
Something to put forward to on Monday. That's the key thing. Sarah, advice for people who want to actually sort of enter this competition. What would you say? I mean, obviously they have a chance to meet your good self, Sarah. I mean, that's really a good thing. And presumably the rest of the Lincoln Big fully represented as well on the
we
train.
We are. We very will good. All be there. Marvellous. Tweeting, live tweeting.
Very good. So what would you be looking for in terms of judging the winner from this for general public? Is it originality? Is it humour?
I think so. Something a bit different. And a unique reason why you love it and why you support the high street as well. We want to see people who are out and about on there using the shops on the high street as well and helping the city centre and, you know, why they love fashion. What is so good about it?
And just so we're actually clear about the rubrics here, is it midnight tonight? So that's midnight Wednesday, the 15th of February, when the closing moment is. Or is there a specific time slot where you say, no, I'm sorry, you sent your tweet in at 3 minutes past midnight, you failed?
We're not going to be that harsh, no. I mean, I set the deadline for tomorrow, so you can have until midnight tomorrow, I'd say. But we're not going to be strict. We would just like to judge it and pick the winner on Friday, so we have a week to get in contact with the winning person or people and give the tickets out.
There was music in the air. I should have been away, but I knew I'd have to stay.
lightning, heights, raw meat, bears, spider, and death. No, it's just a typical day in the life of our average history academic at the University of Lincoln. Or maybe not. Alice, share with us Flickbook Theatre's Casket Case.
So this is a company that we have commissioned. They're a local company that came out of the university. Our very own Phoebe Wall-Palmer, who works in our box office, is part of this company. They're making a show called Casket Case, which they're previewing tomorrow, the 16th, the 17th and the 18th. At 8 p.m. In our studio.
Focusing on the character Josie, who doesn't really do anything that could possibly even slightly increase her risk of dying, not even putting salt on her chips. Sounds a little bit OCD to me. It's Josie's birthday. She's blown out the candles and made her wish, but her anxieties are still spiralling out of control. Actually, I'm kind of just like, it's not really a comedy, is it? Or is it?
It is a comedy.
It is a comedy. That's all right then. Because I hate to sort of say, no! I'm in main sphere of Tristan Decaphobia, the number 13, and so on. But it does, so it raises that. And Casket Case, obviously, on the basis of checking into the wooden Waldorf and giving up on the oxygen habit.
Yeah.
Well, we're all heading there. But that's not something to actually consider on this particular sort of basis. Let's move back to, again, the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre and Little Pax, which I always think is quite astounding. That's one of your creative play sessions, which is something that takes place every Friday morning in the Zing Cafe Bar.
Yeah, it happens, I believe, at 10:30 for an hour and a half every Friday. And we have dance sessions, we have music sessions, storytelling and crafts. So depending on what day you come,
you should have this for stressed academics in the College of Arts. But little packs where we can have little storytellers that can tell us tales and, you know, other things.
An after-school club for grown-ups would probably be quite good.
Precisely. I think we need this.
Some people used to say you just need a staff room. I've given up on that. So let's actually talk about little packs. You know, in its own sort of way. Anyway, moving on from that point of view. And other than areas, of course, Commuter Jazz is back with us also. Free entry to that at the Zing Bar every Friday evening.
Yeah, every Friday evening we have someone playing jazz or singing, or we have fantastic musicians. So definitely check it out if you're around.
And let's not forget, of course, that this Saturday it's the welcome return of the reduced Shakespeare Company. Presumably tickets for this one will have all been sold long ago.
Not quite. No. There's still some left if you're looking for something to do this Saturday night. I'd definitely check it out. We do have our Live Pass offer, which is for students and under 26s, which is £10 tickets. So definitely check that out if you're in need for something to do this weekend.
Okay, it's the latest production, of course, by Reed Martin and Austin Tickner, acclaimed stars of the West End stage. The reduced Shakespeare Company back with another barnstormingly irreverent and breathtakingly hilarious celebration of our cultural heritage as seen through the eyes of three Americans wearing trainers. Finn, this is surely the counterpoint to Monday's event. I mean, it has to be. Really, sure?
Well, surely their next show is going to be some sort of the Life of Trump abridged or something along those lines, or US, the history of the US presidency abridged, or I can see. These could all be fruitful subjects for the stage, I think.
Exactly. Better Late Than Never nod to the Bard's 400th anniversary. Yes, Bad Boys of Abridgment present a new play by the man with Shakespeare's long-lost first play. That his wife presumably wrote. Talking about the man himself, the Bard from Avon, you've got a Scottish play appearing as well, I gather.
We do. We have the Drama Society this week, I believe. They're coming and doing Macbeth, which we're very excited about, to have them back in the building.
You may say that. I couldn't possibly comment when I say the word Scottish play, because you just don't know where you could actually go on that whole basis. But actually, to sort of offset that, a bit like putting salt over one shoulder.
I'm Gary.
I'm Matt.
I'm Rippy.
And we are the Reduced Shakespeare Company. And you're listening to the Midweek Drive on Siren FM.
I know it's not the Midweek Drive, it's inspired on air, but, you know, the fees would be too much from that point of view. Sarah, there are heaps of material that you're going to talk about in terms of other festivals and grand events that are happening over the next few months that we'll be focusing on as far as inspired on air is actually concerned. Are you ready for that?
I am indeed.
Thank you.
Lincoln Dancers. Tell us about Lincoln Dancers, Sarah.
Well, I think it's... I was considering whether to bring back, what festivals to bring back, what ones to return, what new ones we can uncover.
Come out of hibernation.
I know. And I find myself now suddenly working on 7 festivals over the summer period. So
only 7?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a little bit busy. So it's very, very exciting. So yes, we are looking to bring back Lincoln Dances this year. Working with Waterside Shopping Centre again, where we hosted last year's festival day. And it was absolutely fantastic. We had so many people, and it's one of those things now that's been going for quite a few years that we no longer need to market it. We get that many people through the door that we're going to have to move from upstairs in Waterside to downstairs, so we have more room to actually move. The date we are currently looking at is Saturday the 8th of July for your diaries.
Saturday the 8th of July, 4 days after Independence Day. See the American theme I've been weaving in through the programme.
Do a bit of American dancing.
Those few years one spent together on American studies still obviously pay dividends, Finn, don't they?
It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
It's there every sense.
Especially great at the moment.
Quick reminder, Finn, from your own perspective, because for what Sarah, it hasn't been involved with marketing for First Reflections on President Trump around table. How better the world would be if you were, but still. How can people access this and you know, if they're looking to come along, is it just, again, just a case of turning up to the David Chidick building?
First come, first served. We've got quite a large room booked, so I'm hoping there won't be any problem with numbers. We're just running from 6 to 7:30. And I should have said the other thing about it is actually the speakers will speak comparatively briefly for about 10 minutes each. And then I'm hoping that we'll have about sort of 40 minutes for question and answer. So, you know, if you do have questions, if there are things about the news and what's been going on in the States that you would like to discuss and reflect more on with, you know, experts in American history, please do come along with those questions in mind and we'll try to give you a perspective on them.
It is interesting. I mean, last night, of course, we had our weekly production with Andrew David from Siren FM, of course, and Bruce K. Rosenblum, I think, who's over in the States talking about American cousins and so on. And they go all over the place from that sort of perspective. But, you know, like them or loathe them, we still appreciate the Americans for being former colonies who still work with us. I'm sure Donald Trump will give me a very firm handshake just on that basis alone. Maybe he'll drag me towards him.
Well, that's another thing. I think we may discuss on Monday the Anglo-American relationship aspects of where we currently are.
Handholding. That's what it's all about, handholding. In betwixt time, Sarah and Alice, I've just tagged you on the photograph of this very edition of Inspired on
Excellent.
Air, which is now officially up there. So there we are. It's just multitasking. We can still work our way through that. Other festivals and things? Because obviously you mentioned 7 that you're involved with, so let's just work our way through this. Lincoln Dancers being
crazy,
one.
Lincoln Fashion Week being one, and the first one in the run of them, really. I am currently exploring options, people will be pleased to hear, because people started emailing me in January going, what are we doing this year? The return of Lincoln Inspired itself.
It's the programme from
yes,
which this very
exactly.
programme emerged, really.
So I am looking at that at the moment and opening options, and I am looking for the 17th of June for that potential day and just a day-long festival again for the Return of Lincoln Inspired this year, which is very,
we
very
never
exciting.
Said it was dead. We never said
no,
it was a Norwegian
parrot. No, we put it to hibernation.
Exactly.
So if anyone's interested, find us on Facebook, leave me a message. We will be opening fundraising soon. Very, very important. And of course, we have Lincoln Dances, which will be coming at the end of the Children's Festival, which I'm working on with Lincoln Big. And we're currently scheduling for that. And that's the 3rd to the 7th of July. Finishing off that week with Lincoln Dances. As mentioned earlier as well, I am currently now organising the Newark Book Festival, Books in the Castle, which is hopefully going to be the 15th to 16th of July weekend. You can see my summer months are pretty much gone. Hopefully as well, in between all of that, I'm going to be working again with the lovely Sew Festival and the team over there on the East Coast. And then we're looking at bringing a kind of a day's festival across the city for the big draw this year. So we're looking at the Saturday, the 7th of October. And again, we're working with any venues across the city for all of these festivals. So it's early days, but
all
busy,
featured,
busy.
Of course, on a monthly basis as far as the Inspired on Air package is concerned.
Absolutely. Lots of people to talk to this year.
Much like the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre will provide in every sense of the word. We're going to find out more about other exciting things, including how you can support the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. you still need support? No, of course you did. It's there. It's always good from that point. We keep the ultra cultural quality thriving as far as Lincoln's concerned. After Don McLean.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, and do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronkin' buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed, stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned.
And from the upcoming events department, a little plug for Linden Books, who this very Saturday, the 18th of February, are hosting Adrian Tchaikovsky, no relation to the composer, with his latest novel, the delightful Serpent and the Tiger, Bear and the Serpent, I should say. Chap who's actually being interviewed by the host of Inspired On Air. I'm actually doing the evening for that by view. So tickets are mere £4. Amazing. You get a glass of wine and a soft drink. That's Linden Books. This coming Saturday at 7 p.m. Adrian Tchaikovsky, science fiction and fantasy author extraordinaire, also winner of last year's Arthur C. Clarke Award for Best Novel with Children of Time, which is all great stuff there. Ion is coming up after the news at 2 o'clock with those fabulous media students and a source on Siren. It's not as salacious as it sounds, although it could be, potentially, in a Nigella Lawson way. I shall say no more. Plus a whole heap of other scenarios. But Alice, share with us some of the ways in which people can support that august and fabulous institute, the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre.
You can support us at any time by just popping in. Come and say hello. Our cafe staff would love to have you there. Come and grab a coffee and have a chat. Or if you'd like to be a little bit more involved, we do have our Friends memberships. So you can be a Gold Friend for £50 for the year or a Silver Friend for £25 a year. And we also have our LivePass membership, which I mentioned before, which is for students and under 26s, which is completely free. And you get discounted tickets at a rate of £5 for as many shows as we can offer them to you. So, yeah, it's definitely worth supporting us and checking those out.
Clearly a win-win situation. I also put in a little plug for a little symposium, Telefantasy in Society 2, the Stone Tape Symposium, takes place 2 days after St. Patrick's Day, March the 19th. It's a Sunday, all-day event at the Stephen Langton Building. There we are. And if you want to come, just email the sort of connection. We'll work our way through that somewhere. Interview, email it to sign online as well. Jessica, it's been fantastic touching base with your good self. This has been your third trip to the Siren Studios, I believe.
Yes, I think it has, yes.
Have you had an enjoyable time?
I have. Thank you very much for having me.
Are you ready to head off to London celebrating the joy and wonderful stuff that is Lincoln?
Yes. Well, we've got another week and a little bit of planning. Mm. Obviously, we want to find our winners of two people that are going to come with us by Friday, and another week of planning, and then we're down.
It's tremendous. As always, down with the town,
yes,
so to speak. And Glynis, again, a delight touching base with your good self. Ooh, are you ready as well for this London trip?
I'm trying to edge in on it.
Good.
I'm making all excuses.
Glynis should
why
go.
I should go.
No, she's already submitted 56 entries. No, she hasn't. It's all right.
I'm pushing hard at that door of the carriage.
Exactly. There. Knees. It's what Sir Richard Branson built the whole train service for. Let's face it. Glynis must be there. Fantastic stuff there. Finn, it's been fantastic. Touching base with your good self. As we said earlier in the production, of course, Past Prologue will be emerging as one of our sort of Thursday evening carousel programmes, which we'll be pre-recording and packaging in the very near future. So we'll be occurring. So good stuff from that. Sarah, you're going to have to lead the assembled team with the classic. Well, actually, Alice is pretty good at this. You know, two words. She has, exactly. But, you know, but I think, Sarah, it is your show. Let's face it. Focus on this. Two words that we wrap up with. Inspired, be inspired. A one, a two, a three.
Be inspired.
That was all very good, but without Finn. Should we try it with Finn this time?
All right. Everyone has to
A one, a two, a three.
Be inspired.